This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. This is the Friday Recap, episode 104 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell, and alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan? How you doing?
Doing really well, Johnny. How's your week, man?
Excellent, man. Friday Recap time. Let's do this.
Yeah, brother. We've had two great guests on this week, Hayden Cox and Vinny Del Monte.
Yeah, two very different dudes, but very similar on a couple different levels. Both of them very successful at their both given professions.
Yeah, I think, you know, both gave amazing perspectives in terms of, you know, for our audience, we know there's a lot of budding entrepreneurs / small business owners, and, you know, everyone's looking for little tips here and there, and I think both guys gave some really good value and some great take-home points that I'm sure we'll go through today.
Those are huge, and just speaking both of them before we break it down and compartmentalize each individually, Hayden, for instance, gave us his time in person, met us at our office. We recorded that in person, which we love to do. It gives, you know, just gives the show a different dynamic.
Of course.
And then Vinny, Skinny Vinny, Vince Del Monte, he's one of those interviews that happen every now and then to where we're like kind of pinching each other like, dude, we got this. This thing will go on forever. Like he was just giving so much of his time and his knowledge away to us.
Yeah. Well, I say this to a lot of people, you know, they ask me why I love podcasting so much and why I like talking to people so much. I find that, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to spend with an absolute expert, it's like, well, I can just take a back seat and actually just listen and just get some different perspective. Everyone's got different sort of ways that they do it, and both the expertise that both boys bring in for such young age as well, it's like, yeah, take this in and just see where that can apply for me, because it's not going to work for everyone, but if you can take one thing away, that's what I like, kind of like, one thing.
Yeah.
And really work on that one thing. It's that key focus that Vinny talked about as well, man.
Yeah, those take-home points, those key points. It's one of those things, too, when you mention the word expert or expertise and budding entrepreneurs, the word expert gets thrown around so recklessly, and it's kind of turned me off when I hear, you know, I guess I need to be proved. Like, I'm a skeptic first, and then prove me. And both of these guys and a lot of the guys and girls we interview, they could stand behind that because of their body of work speaks for themselves.
It's like Vinny, you know, I mean, like, you know, he's invested himself quite heavily. You know, he spoke about investing $30,000 into one of his friends' programs in Badros Koolian. And, you know, I'm sure that also helps him bring back, because he does seminars and he does workshops for people as well. And I'm sure that he's able to garner all the best stuff from Badros and then make something of his own to bring back to his clients.
With Del Monte, when I was going through the notes and you and I were doing our process to get the episode ready for our listeners, two words that were popping out with Del Monte were passion, for me, were passion and progression, in a sense that for what he does in his energy for giving it away and helping people, you can't be anything but passionate. And that guy exudes that through and through. And then the progression side, what really hit me is when he was open about sharing how much he's put into monetary-wise, upskilling himself. Mm. Badros is probably a friend of his, too. So that shows you his mindset of, you know, promoting his friend's brand, but also supporting it in a sense that, yeah, we're friends, but I can learn from you, mentor slash coach sort of thing, which is truly important too, because sometimes ego gets in the way of that.
But you brought up a good word, passion, because for you to do something really successfully, I think passion is where it actually all starts.
It's the heartbeat.
When you think about Hayden when he was 15, he was in love with surfboards. So his passion was actually creating the best technology and the best surfboard for himself, his friends, and his clients. And then you see Vinny, do you know what I mean? Vinny was always, well, he was skinny Vinny, he was the runner. And then, you know, he got passionate about, you know, getting bigger and, you know, being able to put on muscle. And he created a niche for himself as well. So both boys have used their passions to actually niche into a segment of the market that really suits their personality, and it resonates through, you know, when they speak. It's, I think it's quite easy for them to be in business, because not in terms of like the day-to-day running, but in terms of them continually being able to wake up and go to where they want to be. It's easy when you've got that passion. So if there's a big take-home point for the people at home, maybe for people that haven't started a business yet, or maybe at the start of a business, maybe just ask really that first question where your passion lies.
Yes, and something that I'm really focused on right now too is, to answer that question, we must also identify why, intent. And it's part of that system. I think there is an equation for happiness, fulfillment, success, because all three of those are all perception coming straight from within us. So my success, happiness, fulfillment will be different from 10 other people. But if I focus all three of those on my intent, and then from there, I'm aware of it, and then the passion is allowed to pour into that intent on everything I do.
Yeah,
I know that, and one of the key words for Hayden that I wrote down was trust. I know that I'll be able to trust that process, that path, because even though I don't know the answers where this vision will end up, I know that it's coming from the right place.
Yeah.
And that trust with Hayden, like, think about the amount of energy and ideas that are spent between him and Danielle, his partner, and the trust that that takes to, because he started this project her.
And it was a big take, you know, when we spoke to Vinny as well, and obviously Hayden, about that inner circle. And it's something that I have
been
bringing
asking,
up
like
a
it.
Little bit
I
lately.
I think you should stick with it because it's interesting.
Because I think it's very important when you think of yourself, like, who's in your inner circle? You've, you know, your parents, Eleni, do you know what I mean? Like,
you.
Myself.
It's small. I tell you what, it's very small.
But, you know, Maxi, I'm sure, might be in there.
Yeah,
he's
a mentor of mine.
And the same as me, as yourself. There's a couple of my close friends, Dave and Grant. You know, I've got my parents. They're my rock. But, you know what I mean? Like, we all have that inner circle that really contribute.
Have you noticed, though, those people, sorry to cut you off, but on your point, are you noticing for your own progression that there are certain things, though, that you can only talk about with certain, even though if your inner circle.
Well, I think that's why it's good to have four or five people in your inner circle, because I think everyone has their own expertise and
to kind of channel different things through.
Yeah. So, for example,
that's
like,
important, man.
You can have a look at that. Like, we do a lot of things business wise together. So, in terms of the podcast and a couple other things that we're doing together, there's
we're
that
always
area.
Running ideas by each other.
But then there's other things, like, for yourself. Like, I don't have a partner, but you do. So, you've got that relationship angle with your girlfriend. And then for us,
she's even part of yours, though, in a way, because every time we have something we're struggling with, we have multiple people.
Yeah, of course.
That we could feel. And, you know, it's the ones that love us the most that are probably the hardest on us.
Yeah. And then obviously we both got our mothers who are like our rocks.
Rosie
and Patricia.
Patricia.
So it's fantastic. And then, you know, there's different friends that also are part of it. But I think people that, you know, you just got to recognize those people in there and, you know. Really just no one does it alone. Like it's great to acknowledge the people that are in that small little circle and just
have
really
gratitude,
acknowledge what each of them do. And yeah, you're right, have gratitude. And like the boys were in there, you know, for Hayden, you know, we spoke about, you know, the impact Danielle, and then for Vinny, he spoke about his wife and some of his various business partners and people like Bedros that have, you know, really contributed to him moving forward and his success. So,
speaking of success and moving forward, Tristan, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Could you share with our listeners and myself, you just experienced, you got invited. So guys listening, Tristan got invited this week to do a keynote for the Australian National Rugby League.
Yeah,
for the
NRL referees. I'm very lucky. Back in the day, I used to be a referee till I was about 24.
I don't think you ever shared that on the show.
So I went to about a level of under 20s, which is the level under NRL. But a lot of my friends kicked on, and they're in first grade now. And one of my best mates, Grant, he invited me down to speak. It was about 40 people or so, which was great because I knew about 20 of them. So it was good to catch up with everyone before I went on and for briefly after I went on as well. But what we wanted to touch on is, like, you know, me and you have a very lucky, you know, we've created this this product that and platform where we can speak to very successful people. And I feel that, you know, it's our job now.
Duty, right?
To make sure as many people get as much valuable insights. And it's not, like I said to the boys on the day, it's not about copying people. It's about, you know, working out what works for you. Because at the end of the day, we're not inventing anything, Johnny. We both know this.
There's no...
You know, we've all been influenced by something. For example, something very unique that you do is you go... Float tank.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that you were probably influenced maybe by Joe Rogan or something like that. So it's like Johnny didn't invent it. He worked out what worked for him. You know what I mean? Like the tank works for you because you had to experiment. You might have went the first time and hated it.
It took me 6 months between my first and second float.
So it's one of those things that Joe didn't invent it. You didn't invent it. But you had to try it just to see if it worked for you and it fit your personality. So now it's part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's what the message I was trying to get across to the boys was, that don't try to copy someone thing for thing, but be very open-minded to trying things, and if it doesn't work, take it out. If it works, keep it in.
Could you share with us, though, back to doing the speech in front of the boys, what your preparation was like? Did you bring notes with you? And then finally, what you were feeling after?
Yeah, I brought a few notes with me. It was a one-day preparation. Grant rang me on the Monday night, and he asked me to come in on the Wednesday. So I spent about 2 or 3 hours on the Tuesday just prepping my notes. I'd written an article the week before about a lot of the things that I've learned from podcasting over last year. So I was kind of able to kind of get the best points from that. The biggest thing that I kind of did was I pulled out 5 examples of guests that we've had on to try and relate it back to them. And I think that's something that they did enjoy. So the guest that I brought out was Jonathan Thurston, and I tried to relate the fact that he was team before individual.
Very much so, man.
The next one was Stephanie Rice, and the big comparison there was that she came through with a very successful group that were all competitors.
Would they call it the golden era of swimming?
Yeah, the very
golden
era for Australia, man, for sure. And the biggest thing was that, you know, they were all competitors, but they were teammates at the same time. So it was one of those things that, you know, a few take-home points from Steph was, you know, the fact that, you know, they're despite the fact that not everyone liked each other, they still respected each other, and there was very sharing and information and training and things like that. So that was a big takeaway point, so the fact that, you know, you could be competitors, but you can still grow together. And the bigger growth from the actual, you know, team will lead to bigger results for everyone instead of some part of the actual
team. That's valuable, man. That's huge.
And some of the teams just, you know, the inexperienced just staying inexperienced. If everyone grows together, the competition grows, and that will just lead to growth for everyone. So
a lot of young coaches listening to this, that is huge. Maybe you're running a business out of a commercial gym with 30 other coaches, and it's a very competitive thing happening in there, but the last thing you want to do is put a wall up between you and the ability to learn from your competition.
Yeah.
Because imagine if you're in a gym full of killers and everybody's just dominating. That is naturally going to make the ones who want it bring their game up.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we've spoken about this before, about people copying things that you do. Take it as a compliment.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it means that, you know, they like what you're doing and what you're doing is right. Take it as a motivation to actually, what's the next step up, you know?
That's definitely something that I've realized, well, in the few examples
when
that happens.
The first time you see it, it'll piss you off, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. When people maybe will steal something from Instagram, or, like, it happened to me before we had the show. Over a year ago, I posted an article for this website on morning rituals, and then this dude ripped the whole exact thing. But you're right. In my evolution, in my growth now, when that does happen, even if it's the smallest example of, maybe it's a phrase or something, whatever it may be, it just inspires me to dominate. Like, how can I elevate my game?
Man.
How can I keep progressing in the right direction but maintain that integrity for myself and my brand?
But for that gentleman that stole your piece, you know, you know, obviously annoys you for the first couple of weeks, but it's really a compliment, really.
I cheer for him.
Because at the end of the day, you know, his full focus was on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, his creativity wasn't to a level that yours was at, and he had to rip yours off just to make an impact on the world. So, realistically, people know where it came from. So, at the end of the day, that's on him, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's your fan, so.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. I feel, though, that that point you said about in front of those boys, that's hugely valuable to hear from an outsider's perspective about the – because there's few scenarios in life where you're around your peers and it's competitive, but you're also on a team.
Yeah.
But
you – forced.
And there's probably no guidance. Do they have mentors? Do they have, like, a leadership side of their development?
Not really a leadership side. They've got coaches and very experienced coaches, but I think that's the side that they're trying to develop now. In terms of mentoring from the top to the bottom, because I think there's always been that gap that everyone thought they'll, because they were competitors, they didn't have to share, which from my belief, if I was actually coaching him, I'd want the complete opposite. I would actually want a mentoring system where the young and the old actually interact quite a bit. And you can always learn something. I'm sure the older guys could learn something in terms of training from the younger guys as well. So it's a two-way street in terms of information share that I think that they get, if they get better as a team and they get that competition up, the level and standard of refereeing across the National Rugby League will be in betterment for everyone, because the fans will get a better game, the players will get a better game, and, you know, the competition with the team will just make everyone feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I've met some of those guys who you that are your friends and colleagues that you spoke in front of, so I'm actually excited that you were able to share that with them. I'm excited where that's taken your mindset, creativity, because I'm sure that you're thinking differently now, and a lot of the tips or... I don't want to say secrets or whatever, when younger coaches ask about social media or about content, it's always back to what should I, why am I doing this? Should I be posting this and this?
Yeah.
And I always say, if you're going to post something, have the mindset of do it so you know that you're thinking differently.
Yeah.
Don't do it for likes or follows.
Have it for some good intent. Do you know what I mean? Someone that can learn something out of it or take away. It could make, you know, it could be a motivational quote that makes someone feel better about themselves. So.
Yeah. And the more you do it, though, like the bigger picture aspect is the more that you're creating from the heart with intent of helping people, as you do more, as you gain more and more momentum, small and small and smaller little increments, you're going to look back, and I'm speaking from first person example, and you're going to see that growth, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, that's why I was doing this, because now my mindset, now I'm thinking so differently on a broader scale than I was at day one.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, get started and just do it, you know your intent with that.
Yeah, so key takeaway points from this one, guys, I think is, you know, key focus, number one. Would you agree, Johnny?
For sure. Progression, passion.
Yeah. Number two would probably be, you know, be open-minded to trying things, but don't copy other people.
I like that, man. I like being authentic.
Yeah.
Be authentic, be yourself, and just trust that process.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's a good word, trust the process. And at the same time, be open-minded to try. Sometimes the next best thing for you would be something that you've never tried. I know that JD's a big advocate of the next progression in your training cycle will be the training program that you've never done. So, you know, that's something else that people can take away. So, there's a couple, and third take-home point would be...
I would just say, you know, build those relationships. You know, we talked about our circle of influence. We talked about having the trust in others in terms of, you know, enabling your growth.
Yeah.
For the longest time, when I was in my 20s, there was no such thing as that, because I felt like I could accomplish things on my own. I didn't need help. I didn't need to... let somebody know my flaws.
That inner circle. So yeah, that's all we're talking about right now, the inner circle with the relationships, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because think about all the times where you have these people who care about you, but are you really communicating with them? Are you really figuring and asking and learning from these people, or are you just kind of just there?
Yeah. Well, it's a good opportunity now for everyone listening to maybe pay tribute to the people in their inner circle. Maybe send someone a text, give them a call.
Yeah, man.
And just let them know how much you know, value their contribution in your life. I think that would be a great little take-home point. I might go ring Mum now.
It's good, man. I called Rosie last night, but she didn't answer. So if you're hearing this, give me a call.
Jesus, Rosie.
Yeah. But, yeah, great episode, Tristan. And speaking of trying new things, guys, on the advice from one of our guests, I'm trying the new YouTube channel, getting that off the ground.
Yeah, it's
off the ground.
YouTube. So, guys, make sure you subscribe to
Johnny Stofko on YouTube.
It's pretty easy to find.
All things spell
Stofko. You should probably spell that just in case people can't.
Stofko.
There you
just
go,
Google
guys.
It. There's very few Stavkos on the internet or in the world. Yeah. It's a very rare last name.
Croatian, right?
Yeah. How dare you? Czechoslovakian.
Czechoslovakian.
It's all good. They're close. But and then yeah, you'll find all things Vision Board Podcast. We're just flirting around with some video ideas. But I appreciate if you subscribe and join the journey.
Definitely, guys. So you might check out what Johnny's doing and don't Jackie style, but you know, it gives you a couple of ideas that you might want to try for yourself. So follow him, and I'm sure there's some great content out there as well. And guys, remember, please subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Leave us a 5-star review. Next week we've got another big week. We've got Jessica Watson, and we've also got Bio Lane.
Lane Norton, Jessica Watson, sailed first youngest to circumnavigate the globe in 2011. So works right, 2011.
I think it was 2011. Yeah. Man.
So either way, she's an Aussie. She's done something unimaginable, and she was successful at it. So we're excited to bring that story to you guys. Another example to learn from. And then Lane Norton, he's a doctor. He's one of these science-based, one of the most powerful dudes in the world, literally. So
yeah, we're talking about a guy with a 711-pound squat, which is like 380 kilos or something.
Ridiculous.
Something huge. He's got he's big on his nutrition. Like Johnny mentioned, he's a doctor. He's got a PhD. Guy that we found out was only 35
years old,
which kind of shocked us, because the dude's got a supplements company, a nutrition company. He's got Bio Lane. He's coaching Steve Cook.
Yep.
So he's doing some great things out in the fitness world. So guys, stay tuned for that.
Very inspiring dude.
Yeah. In the meantime, if there are any questions, any feedback, send them through at info@thevisionboardpodcast.com. But for another week, Johnny, thanks for your time and experience with me, man.
Thank you, Tristan. Thank you for sharing that with us today. And guys listening at home, first and foremost, thank you to you guys and girls out there who've been supporting Tristan and I. You'll never know what those little compliments, the little messages we get do for us in our mindset. So thank you.
Peace, guys.
Later.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching a itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working hard at it. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are 2 for 2.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.